So I first want to finish the shiur that we started last week. In general, by the road by Anasmas Tashmish. I think let's go back to 22. It says in Shohar. It's a fake. We got up to that, don't we? Okay, has to be three consecutive times, and a surah shamish and also baal. And that we related that the machlokes Rambam on one side and Rambam on the other side, whether the first time counts or not. Right, that's how the Taz points out. It's a quote malav. The shemesh is gimel pamin pirish im also tashmish shorosa kvar dam also. Right, the total of three times. Okay, so that means it's passing. That was back in Kuf Pei Vav, right? That was the last. Source 22 is the unusual or the strange sif that appears at the end of Kuf Pei Vav, where it basically says, I'm going to explain it later. So there, it says him also Baal, and that's like the Ram Ramban. But here in Kuf Pei Zion, Shamash is Gimel Palm, it sounds like after, right? Like right, but the Tanis fills in, no, it means including that one. That's what the Shach also says, Imarish, I know Old Bay's Palm, right? So that there's no steer. We mentioned Torah Shlomim, not convinced of that completely. Torah Shlomim is a cotton bays. Torah Shlomim says, I know Old Bay's Palm, that's the priest, that's the Tanis Shach, as we just saw, okay? And it was basically like the Ram Ramban. However, Avalator Mechaber Shetiku Loshon Hashas, he makes a big deal about the fact that the Shofar here, okay, in Arsim and Kuf Pei Zion, simply copies and quotes the language of the Gemara, and it says, nearly the Dapa Karma, how much old people from below the Rishon, the Mashmoros, it doesn't count. And he notes that especially in the normal circumstances, Mechaber quotes the Ramah, or sometimes Mechaber quotes the Ramah, almost verbatim. And here he doesn't, so he thinks Dafka. It means the dafka over here. Okay, so that's what we spoke about last time. We go down a few lines. That will be the seventh line altogether, the eighth line altogether. Amos arrived at Ozu Shitoso, the Pasuk Sham, the Phil Isha Sheim of Vesas, Ena Tricha Bedika, the Bible, Lifne Tashva, Lacha Tashva. Then a Choshesh is the Raw Machas Tashva, called Hecha the Lake Areas. This is the rival of Shitoso. We had already that the only time you require Bedika is some Reasa. So here too, you need the Reasa. So therefore, all came. Right, so the Rambam and the Rambam, she tells him here, according to the Torah Shalom, based on what he said previously, so that's lastly, whether in order to require Bedikah, you need some sort of a Reya, so that has to come into the mix beforehand. But Tur, Shavu, Vidor, Vishun, Kuf, Pei, Vav, the Bebeis, Paman, Reya, Shon, Sagi, Hainab Yishushaim Lavesses, the Torah perhaps splits. Yishushaim Lavesses concern whom he paskins the Tarpudikach HaTashrish. Therefore, he says, in that case, the Rear Shon accounts here too. But in this simon, where the Torah, the Chavah quotes the Lashon Hashash, the Shemesh is given upon him, that's Yishushaim Lavesses, and this is her Vesses, and therefore you need three Rios without the first Rios. So that's how he splits it down, the Torah Shashon. Well, he realizes that perhaps it doesn't work with all the Shitas. But anyway, that's how the Torah says. We did that last time, right? So let's move on now. 26th Episcopal Shulchan, it's the cotton bays here in Kuf Pei Zion. It says also, "Mishamesh as Yuma Plamen," quotes the Berheita, which is what the Shacham Tana say, right? "I Berheita Shekasa Pirish Im Harishon." I know Od Yuma Plamen, Od Beis Plamen, the Lashon Tana. And Shaf, and he quotes Tar Shomer, says disagrees, and he says that no, he says the Dafka of the Chaver says Gimel Plamen, that's the Shita Rabbi, the Kamay Solav Minyanim. So again, he says in terms of Halacha Lamais, he quotes the different Shitas. He says the place that this is retired, the Ein Daita Mahaka was that, and therefore the first one's going to count also, and others disagree. Okay, the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva in Chelek Ardeis in Kuf Samadal 27 has a different interesting sheet. And again, I think what's motivating some of these Aharonim is the fact that the Mechaber does appear to be a steward. When we first learned that last sif, hey, it's in Kuf Pei Vav, so I just said it's a strange sif because he just tells you what's going to come up in the next sif, right? What's the adding exactly? But then we look at it more carefully, having read Kuf Pei, the beginning of Kuf Pei Zion. So then we see that there's a difference, because in one place it seems to hold like the Ramban, that it's Gimel Pon Mitzvah, even the first one counts. And then in Kuf Pei Zayin implication, perhaps it doesn't count. So that's what the Achron of Bava by said. Taz Hashach was there. No, that's what he meant here as well. And Taz Hashem says that so she told some, but then in the end he says maybe the Mishpachua says maybe the difference. We're talking about Isha Sheisho Vesas, Isha Emo Vesas. Maybe that accounts for two different situations. But some sofer has another one. So some of another possible kulip. Again, when we pass them like the rabbi, when we pass, the assumption is that based on the Shulchan, it seems to me there's a stira, and in some cases he passes them like the Ramban, in some cases like the rabbi. So everyone tries to figure out what he means. So the Shachan and Tad just say, no, it means the same thing here also. It doesn't mean that it means that the first one does count. That's what he means here too. You know, it'll look like he said it. That's what he means here too. So that's how they resolve the stira. So he meant over here also. Mashenokei and Taurus Hashem said, no, but he said over here, he meant Dafka, because if Dafka avoids the Lashon of the Rambam, which usually falls, he's saying like the Gemara, so it means, no, the first one doesn't count. How come in some place the first one doesn't count? So he has that the distinction to Isha Eilo Vesas, so therefore, from Eilo Vesas, supposed to do Bedika before the Tashmish, so then you have to assume the first one counts. Isha Eilo Vesas, the first one doesn't count, there's no Kibu Bedika. Anyway, it starts after the next three. And the some sofer says, let's read it together, 27. Tavlodina, the Isha Vogim upon us with Tavlod Tzoros and Tzorofine, Ach Kolzein, Bot Ka'atz, Makodim Tashmi, Bilavachi, Tamrina, Mekame, Dechi Abedama, Vized Das Arayba. Again, it's a question of the first one doesn't count. Come on to the Arayba, that's what he said to Bala Nefesh. But then he said, I'm going to quote something I said in my Chidushim. He says, the Ravid Zal, is that the Ravid Zal, the rear Rishona ain't a min a minyan. Why not? Kevon shalom bodka tchilo. Lechach, we can't buy it, lo teshamish below the dika tchilo. The teshamish ka, palm aleph, ubei, zugimel, and if it solves a problem, then go all tishgarish, and just divorce that husband. Umash mizeh, kave kol baal, ubaal, mishlosh, or bila, bila, as we say, every time that relation, those three times, Ria Rishona, I'm sorry, no, Kobal, each of the subsequent husbands. The Ria Rishona ain't a min hamenyan. So first of all, some sofer says, let's remember the rule of the Gemara, right? She has to divorce the first husband, she can marry her second husband. And the same thing happens three times, she has to divorce the second husband, marry her third husband. And the same thing happens if that, then she's in trouble. Then she'll be able to find, do something of way to correct this situation. But some sofer is adding that not counting the first one, that's not only true of the first, Bila with husband one, but so too the first Bila with husband two doesn't count. The first Bila with husband three doesn't count. That you hear what he's saying? It was in each of these cases, right? If you hold that Ria Rishona ain't a minyan, you write to the end of the third line there. Umash min mizeh gabe kol baal ubaal mishloshim. Each one of the three husbands Ria Rishona ain't a minyan. Why? Because the svara is the muteris hashamish in kol baal. The first time doesn't require bedika. Okay, and again, that goes back to Rosh Hashanah, maybe only after Yishayishu invested. But anyway, in any event, since you don't need it, then each time she's okay. Okay, Shari Gabi Kobal, Ubal, Tani Kaloshna Zev, Yishamu, Yudeg, Okina, that's right. Shakosa, Tinasel, Acha, Gatwasa, Zimni, Boilachaz, okay? Kamshu, Nilil, we saw. Okay, and he says that's with each one of them. So the first, according to some, so for the first Bedika doesn't count. But then he adds something else. That's one Chiddush that some so for, right? The Ein Rishona Min Aminyan. And he works into Rashi Loshon also. The Ein Rishona Min Aminyan. Okay, not for any one of the husbands. Okay. In the second paragraph, quotes the Sidur Torah, and he said, well, lives like the Ravid, but then he says, "Mikom makom v'sof dvar v'chazuru." The gam v'simchut pei zayin tukar bei zichlo dlo kanal. The gam v'plesi v'sof lo elo havka v'zeh hakan. Okay. I'm sorry. How came therefore? Here's the chassam sofer's chiddush. First chiddush was that the first time doesn't count for any of the bottom. Now he's saying chiddush two. Okay. Himself. When did the Shiloh come up? When did she come before him with the Shiloh? If after two times, okay, she came, then lo ha'yisi mekel shol tzar v'ri rishona, okay, then I would not be mekel. I would say the first one counts. Now if she's coming now to ask the shayla, then I would say that the first one counts. Achayos kar obra gimel tashmishim, and my pshat is going to make her divorce her husband. We don't like that. So then I would say, some sort of splits of psalm. It depends on when she's asking. Okay? Apparently the goal here, it's understandable, is not to make her divorce her husband. That's a, you know, last straw or last resort. To make her divorce her husband. So if he's coming now to ask the shayla, I'll say the first one doesn't count. We're gonna try to make as much as we can. I'll say the first one doesn't count. But if she's coming now after seeing two times, then I'm going to say, okay, everything counts. The other way around. If my psak is going to make her get divorced, and it's going to be the third time, and I'm going to say the first one counted, and therefore we have to get divorced, then I'm going to rely on the opinion that the first one doesn't count. Right? The first one doesn't count, and therefore we only have two. But if she comes not after having three times, not after having three times, all right? She comes after two times. So then I have to count the first one and let's see what happens the third time. That's how he resolved the theory. He says it depends when the shayla is being. You were trying to avoid the conclusion of her having to divorce her husband. So if my decision is going to be she has to divorce her husband, I want to find the kula. I'm not going to count the first time. Otherwise, I will. If it's earlier or long, I will count the first time. But if it's now, wait, three times, if I'm going to say we count the first time, that's it, she got a divorce husband, that's what I'm trying to avoid. You hear? That's the stuff. So for the second issue. Okay. Yeah, good. Fine. Next issue. Okay. When does this whole business apply? This whole Riyamachmas Tashmish, when does it apply? So it's interesting. If you look at the Gemara, go back for a second, the original Gemara. Where is it now? Source 1. Look back at Source 1. Tarabah. Haroe dam machmas tashmish. Right, that's introducing the case, right? The woman sees dam machmas tashmish. So here are the rules. You know, one time, two times, three times. This husband, this husband, another husband, etc., etc. But what are the metzias that the Gemara sets up? What's the case? Haroe dam machmas tashmish. Good? You look at the riff. Okay, if the riff is in Shuas, Dav Beis and Beis the page of the riff. How does he present the case? Tanarabon. Nises Viras Adam Machmas Tashmish. What word is being added here by the riff? It's not in the Gemara, it's not according to our text. The word Nises. Right? Our word just says Harah Adam Machmas Tashmish. The riff, the Shuas, Beis and Beis his pages, says Nises was. And then it goes on the same thing. Nises was Adam Machmas Tashmish. So, Mishamesh is Mami Shoro Shir Shijit, become a level of the Shamash with this husband, Alok is Gari. This is not a Sela Akar. Okay? This is Akar, why is the Rodan Shah Sashra? Shamash again, Mami Shoro Shir Shijit, become a level of the Shamash, Alok is Gari, this husband now. This is not Sela Akar, third of the high compliment is not such a Shosha. Yes, it came up to not such a Dindo Gasmo, she has to do some sort of investigation. Good! It's the same Gemara as we had, with that word added in the beginning in these things. Okay? Apparently, one could make such a deal from the Riv that this whole issue is only if this problem of Ra'amach was Tashmish is noticed when? Right away, when they get married. They get married, have relations, three times, or the right, the first time, plus three times, whatever, and then she sees done, they never have a problem. But if they've been going along all these years, she didn't have to get married now. They never had a problem before. Now, so it does have a problem, you don't have to worry about it. That's what it looks like. That's what the riff means, possibly, by adding the word nisei. This is only a problem right after the suing. Then, Ross of Dama and Tashmish. So then she can do the next few times. Every time she has now a problem. Say again? I went into it otherwise, right? But I'm saying here is the word nisei. I'm just showing you the dying word nisei. Yeah, we had that with our Arkhadik. That's right, go ahead. Have fun. But here I'm just saying it has the word nisei. And the truth is, even though the riff is not explicit about it here, okay, and you get the nice idea, but others are. But Maharil, in the Shah Shul Maharil HaRosh HaSim Kuf, it's one of the Maharil. It's some kuf osay. We call bucha shalorasa diber rabbeinu chanana. Oh, that's a big kulot. That's a big kulot. That effectively eliminates the whole din of raw matnas tashmish, except that it happens right at the beginning of the relationship. Right? I mean, they've been married for years, they've had a problem, now all of a sudden she has to ignore it. It's not matnas tashmish. All right, they've had it before. But if the first time, that this seems to be an issue. Right? But look at the Mahariyot. Name is Rabbeinu Yochanan. We come home from Mukha Shalorah, the other Ben Hanarov is trying to not feel an ounce. She costs him a hekli Yosef, Yosef. He's there with Shama. Masha Tosefa, Shalabah, Chacham, Hatsum, Nika, Shoshana, Sisne, Nika, Ela Be'isha, Shemiyad, Achar, Nisu, Eho, Niskalka, Bala, Bimu, Mama. So my real opponent, Ben Hanarov, says openly, it's Miyad, Achar, Nisu, Eho. Okay? Well, Ohoyah, Abil, Shohefer. The Amir of Brisa, that's the Lush of the Brisa, not the way we have it in the Gemara, but the way we're quoted. Nisei, so we're not allowed to have it in the years too. Nisei, so we're also not with Tashmish, etc., etc. Okay? Mashma. Shem Hurlo, the Kofa, the Sir, Ben, they live that there. So I'm not sure about it, I'm sure we're going to if she had it many times, we didn't have any results. Now she does, so we're going to talk about it. The Chene, the Mechana, the Shuva, the Shuva, the Chosim, Azir, the Chil, the Messiah. Okay, now, in other words, he has his big kula. And among the Achronim, the Ben Chanel, is quoted by the Shulchan Harav, okay, Shulchan Harav, in Arsene Kukri Zayin, in Sif Mem Zayin. We thought it later, it's going to something else to relate. The Malah Hochi Nami Daz, what's he making on the case of Dan Leila, is the Malah Hochi Nami Daz, the Ben Chanel, so also in Shabbat, Jerome, I'm going to touch the number two, and I'll be sure also came with Chilos in Israel. So Hoyle of Yusha had to bow the old. I will assume so a Ross of Hamakas after Israel, I'll be not a car was a new one to me. Came with the Chodin bow the Kokos of Steve Wooded there, long with Chat with Israel. She had to raise with the husband. Sometimes, most of the time, not a problem, sometimes it's not a problem. Now, he said, Rafa, oh, come on, we don't pass like that. Okay, but he's going to apply it in any case anyway. The point is, that's the sheet of the Kalam. Okay, now the Ramban is aware of that. He knows the Sneeda. I'm sorry, more time. He knows the Sneeda. Okay, right? So, Ein Lachalek, when Isha Nises Ata Mechadosh, when Isha Nises Mikami Yonu. Okay, the Chilek, this is here a bit of time. We probably should say, when Kalam. Okay, probably should be Ches. But Ein Yer Lachalek. I don't see a Chilek. Okay, never mind the, Miseis and so on. But there's no chilek. Okay, ein near the chalek came out with us. Okay, so Lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look back, let me find it now, what was it? It's a coupe, it's not, I know. It's here, 16. Okay, 16. 3 lines on the bottom, it's an arsim, kufay zayin tzipal. That's why the Mechaber said, the Rambam said, the ein chilek, bein rosa gimel pom miyad shenisu, or bein niskalko acharka, rosa gimel pom. It doesn't make a difference. Okay? So that's what we assume. It doesn't matter. It's lav dam, we're not like a Rekhanah, in short. Okay? And at the end they quote, the Shulchan here quote, Shulchan here quoted, others quote, a tshuva from the Rashba, 32. Alice in the Tafta of Lamed Tes. He brings up something else. He says, "Amnam l'rosav a gimel tashmish ritzufim." Okay, if you didn't have three, he emphasized that it had to be ritzufim, which is what the Shulchan Aruch said in his name. Okay, again back in 16. Be'el gimel pamer tzichon lish ritzufim. I'm lo ritzufim lo nes olbala. She had it three times, but a lot of times she had a relation that didn't happen. So that's only happened three consecutive times. That's how he says. So the based, yeah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Rashba writes, "Amal in Larosa begimel tashvush mitzufin, below begimel tashvush and shavin bedilu." Okay. Now, so it doesn't have to be consecutive, but it could also be the exact same time interval. The lo kavel avesos dam b'shas tashuv lo be'ei shove el avesos l'riyos v'dilu shove. Even though it's not at the same time, but at the same time from, from avesos and so on. Oz in nimsa sholach harkav kol ke agav v'shay l'bala. Had she been a vessel who is down, the Shas Tashmish, over Shoga over Dilu. So he says, well, how can I? Because she did. It's long. Yeah. I knew it's not a Shalom. How can I have a Shariah about it? Yeah, she looked at her Baal, the terrorist of her husband, and told her to vessel to see the Shas Tashmish. It's masked by something else, not a problem. So that's the ritual. Alright, in any event, Lamaisa, you see that one of the Rishonim and the Achonim want to be makel in such a case. This will segue into the next thing. Okay, well, the Akkad
is sure.
Except
the Ramah doesn't
hold against that. Say again?
The Ramah is not
makel. Well, the Ramah is not makel on the first three times in terms of the sword. But he is makel that the Eil of Yom the Tzufah goes for Tzufah.
And also has to be Miyad, right?
Miyad after the wedding? No.
No Miyad.
Oh, that's it. Miyad. That was just ready, right?
It's very
uncommon. Yeah, that's for sure. Right, remember the whole thing we said last week? This is only if you found this done. You know, remember we had immediate post, and discussed last week, right? It's got to be right away, that's for sure. Okay? That's for sure. He says at the end, the whole of the some of the platform. Whatever some of means, we have different opinions, don't we? Our opinions. That was that Elijah Sefer word, right? Yet, her opinions range from 15 seconds to 30 minutes. And most people assume it's a shorter time. It's a shorter time, yeah.
Why don't we say as soon as the chiluk and the stira of the shulchan aruch?
Kufpe
for Nisuin, I mean, wouldn't count the first.
The first one wouldn't count, yeah.
But if it wasn't
Nisula. And that counts over Jal's deal this year, or no?
Some so also, some so it says, depends when she's asking. Right? Yeah, she asked that, and we make it. Could be. I mean, I'm not assuming it's a steward. But the Roman Taz doesn't entertain the steward. They just said, no, that's even deal also. Right?
And also, nowadays, when we say that. If a man has water on the Aver, then we're machmir, then we say she's neither. Does it come from this halacha?
Yeah.
We still hold that out.
We still hold it out. Because there's no question. The only thing is, unless, as we'll see,
is that because we assume it's not Tashmish then?
What's that?
Is that because we assume it's not?
Yeah, but we're going to see cool as a tour. For example, or there's a Makkah, right? So, which is, 90%. I mean, the answer is yes, we would say Roh Machmir Tashmish, which I'm about to see. The next decision, there are other reasons why it might be intervested now, even though they weren't supposed to be together, let's say they were, they forgot, or if she has a makhle. Again, when these questions come up now, if you found them on the neighbor and so on and so forth, it's usually send it right to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, because odds, it's rare that this happens, and odds are it's a makhle. So, yeah. Okay, so let's segue into that.